What if the very thing that sets you apart is the key to everything you're striving for? Welcome to Uncommon Edge, the podcast for those who are done with the ordinary and ready to own what makes them different. I'm DJ Newman, and if you're here, it's because you know you're built for more. You're uncommon by design, ready to break boundaries and build a life of purpose, success, and impact. Each week, we'll dive into hard-hitting strategies, raw stories from the trenches, and the tools that will sharpen your edge. From game-changing lessons to deep-diving interviews, this is your space to rise up, build, and make your mark. Whether you're growing a business, dreaming of starting one, or looking to level up in life, you'll leave each episode with insights and inspiration to make it happen. You weren't designed to blend in, you were designed to stand out. So if you're ready to defy the norm and bring out your best, let's dive in, get to work. Your journey to owning your uncommon edge starts now. Hey, welcome back. I'm DJ Newman, and this is the Uncommon Edge, where we help you sharpen your unique advantage and learn how to actually wield it out in the real world. Have you ever wondered why some people seem to win effortlessly? Like everything just seems to fall into place for them. I'll let you in on a little secret. They're playing a game you don't even see. A game you've probably never been taught to play, and it's time we actually talk about it. Today, we're talking about the unseen game and how to actually win before you even step into the field. Now, the field is where public actually sees you. This is where, like, the stage is set. But the reps that you do before getting into the field is done in private. And that is where the edge is actually forged. That's the grindstone. That is all the hard work and the preparation that goes into it before you actually take a step onto the field. See, most people are trying to win in public without actually doing the reps in private. And that's where everything seems to fall apart. It's their inner discipline or the mental resilience that's needed, and or maybe a lack of emotional control that actually happens for most people, myself included, when it comes to doing the reps in private. And the more you do it in private, the easier it starts to get. It is not easy at first. But I want you to think of it like this. Like, the whole winning in public and all that stuff that we're talking about here, think of it as like a stage, right? That stage, there is all kinds of work that goes into it. I know my daughter's in a local theater, and I see her at practice all the time doing all the hard things that need to happen. And as they go through the practicing, they're running their lines, they're rehearsing, they're doing dress rehearsals, tech week, all these things going into the production for months before they actually even draw back the curtain and allow the audience to see the final scenes and the final product. But like 90% of the work actually happens behind the curtains. Most of it, the audience doesn't even see. Like the behind the scenes crew, the prop masters, and all the things that happen to make the magic happen. And what's seems to be happening, at least in my perspective, is everybody is seeing the sugar-coated or glamorous stage production that is social media or all these other things, and nobody's actually seeing the grinding happen. Even in this episode, there are entire researches that I do that go into this. It could be hours and hours or weeks or even months of training that goes into it, like experiences and all that stuff, to get the opportunity to actually talk about the things that we're talking about here that never makes it to air or ever makes it to the conversations because, you know, it's so much going on. Even a movie, if you think about it, a lot of people say, oh, the books are way better than the movies. And most of the times they are, because they give all that additional context that you don't have time to see in a movie. But in the book, there's a little more time. But think about the author and all the experiences and things that the author had to go through and how many chapters were left on, you know, the office floor while they were writing and editing and narrating the book. There's all kinds of stuff that goes into that final product. And sometimes, actually most oftentimes, the things don't actually look good until everything's done. And be honest with you, a lot of people, even after the stage is done, you start to analyze it. Oh, I could have done this better. I could have done that better. And that's all healthy and natural things that occur. So the next time you do it, it gets better and better and better. I've had people comment on even this podcast. Oh, hey, the more recent episodes are getting better than the beginning ones. Well, of course they are, because after each episode, I might listen it back and I think, well, shoot, I could have done this better. I could have said that. Oh, I wish I would have said that. And each refinement gets better and better. I remember hearing Russell Brunson talk about his podcast and how he didn't even get into his flow until like episode 60. And looking back at his early episodes, he cringes because he didn't find that natural state. And that's all part of growing, evolving, and taking that imperfect action, but all the behind-the-scenes imperfect action that actually happens as well. You know, there's been times even, like, for example, the first time I even bought a personal development course on my own. I've been through some where my work's put me through it, or, you know, I've been involved in like communal things and stuff like that. But like the first time I actually laid down my own cold hard cash, I'll never forget it. I was sitting in my garage, and I'm into music a little bit, and I had a piano in my garage at that time, and I was sitting on the piano bench, and I had my laptop open, and I was sitting there looking at the laptop, and I was fiddling around on the piano a little bit, and I was looking at it, and it was like a $2,000 investment. I think at that time it was for Darren Hardy's program. I think it was Insane Productivity, which is a great program if you've never been through it. And I was like, man, I feel like I really need this. And I was convinced that this is going to be the key that's going to bring everything together. And I went ahead and I finally purchased it, and it made me sick. Like, I instantly had buyer's remorse when that happened, because I even though I believed that was the key, that was a lot of money for me at the time to just shell out. And that might be a lot of money for you right now, or maybe it's not. I don't know where you're at, but for me at that time, it was a lot of money. And the end product was, there was a lot of work that had to be done in that course. It was a 12-week program, and each week gave you insights and things that you had to get through to make sure that you're the most productive, and it builds each one each week after the next. And there's all this behind the scenes work. Those of you that have been through any Darren's stuff knows he's like a no BS kind of guy, and he is great at the whole compounding, the consistent, seemingly insignificant actions day over day. And this is what I'm talking about with the behind the scenes stuff and winning the game before you get on the field. It's all preparation. It's getting all of that done. So me going through that thing and purchasing that was in preparation for the dozens and dozens of courses that ended up coming afterwards, and all the different things that came, because everything that you've gone through leading up to this point, as you're listening to me right now, has been preparing you for a moment that's yet to come. And there's this weird paradox that happens when you get into a situation and you're actually prepared. You feel really lucky, right? That's how you actually create your own luck, is by being prepared. I don't know if you've ever seen I think it's a graph where it shows preparation on the bottom going up, and then time on the left side and going up as well. And where they intersect, that's where you feel lucky. And have you ever been into a situation where, like, man, I wasn't prepared for this moment, and you feel really unlucky in the moment because an opportunity may have passed you by? Maybe you didn't save the money that you should have saved, so you couldn't buy the course, or maybe you didn't study the way you needed to study or show up the way you needed to show up in order to feel lucky. Well, that's how you win, is putting in the reps and doing the preparation. And oftentimes, and why it's so hard, is because a lot of times when you're doing the stuff behind the works, behind the scenes, it's not coming together the way you want it, or maybe it's not coming together as fast as you want it. I'm not really known for my patience oftentimes. It's something that I'm personally working on the daily. And so when I'm putting in the work and I look at all the things that are happening and I'm like, man, this isn't going fast enough, you got to stop and look back And I stop and I look back and look at all that actually has been accomplished. And it allows you to relish in that moment for a minute. But you, in the end, you need to start preparing more for the next thing. You know, it's good to stop and smell the roses, but don't let that take away from all the things that you have to work for. And this is really, really important on anything that you do. It's not necessarily the time that you put into it, but the actual actions that you put into it. And today I wanted to discuss with you the five unseen games that strategically you got to win in order to level up. And hopefully these five games are ones that you can start to be more aware that you're playing, because you're playing these games whether you realize it or not. But the more intentional effort you put into these games, the more luck is going to come your way and the more things are going to start happening to better yourself. So let's talk about this. The first game, the first set of reps that you're going to be putting in behind the scenes is mental state management. Your thoughts are the filter for everything. You lose the game the second you lose your head. Look, we talked about Tony Robbins at Funnel Hacker Live when my daughter and I were there. And he was talking about the mental game is 80%, where strategy is only 20%. Which means you can have the best strategies in the world, but if you have a shitty mindset towards those strategies and I can't do it attitude, nothing's going to come your way. And I'm not talking about being overly positive and, oh, you know, it's all going to be sunshine and rainbows. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm saying that you got to have belief in yourself. And the only way that you can have belief in yourself is by convincing your mind that that is what it's going to be. See, what you think is what you say, and what you say is what you do, and what you do ultimately becomes your reality. So in order to have, you first must become. It's like Myron Golden always says, be, do, have. You have to be the thing so you can do the thing, so you can have the things that you want. Whatever that is, whether that's more time with your family, or it could be material things, it could be whatever it is. Everybody wants and needs different things. But it all starts with the mental state. There is not one successful person that I've ever had the pleasure of talking to. And I've been very, very blessed. God has blessed me in so many ways to get around some heavy, heavy hitters and very heavy thinkers, deep thought leaders. And not a single one of them have ever sat there and had a weak mindset towards their goals, towards their life, towards their ambitions. They've gotten extremely clear on what they want. And the more clear that you've gotten, the easier it is to figure out what you need to do to get the things that you want. See, that's the problem with most of us, and myself included, as I have been leveling up. You don't get 100% clear on what it is that you want. Okay, I want a big house, or I want this car, or I want time with my family, or I want whatever those things might be. I want a successful business. Whatever those are, start asking yourself, so that what? I want the big house so that whatever it is. Because the more you ask yourself, so that what, you'll get really deep to the why. And once you understand the why, you'll be able to understand the what. That is a huge, huge thing to understand. And you got to get that mental clarity in order to do that. And it is the biggest struggle. Matter of fact, business owners have some of the highest suicide rates of any other profession out there. There's a lot of stress, a lot of weight that goes on the business owner, because you don't have to just feed yourself. You have to feed everybody at the table. And the more people that you decide to bring on your team, the more mouths you got to feed. And that is a blessing and is should be a major motivation to get out there and continue to grow and scale. But it all starts in the mind. Once you have that mental state management under control, which is way easier said than done. The next one is discipline over emotion. Do it when you don't even feel like it. That's where the uncommon edge actually is. And this one is the one that everybody struggles with. And if you're sitting there saying, oh, I got this under wraps, DJ, I'm going to call BS on you right now. Because even the greatest of the greats at some point have had a F it moment. They don't actually want to do the thing. And when you recognize that you don't want to do the thing and you do it anyway, that's where you start to feel the real power. That's where you start to feel the discipline coming through and the fruits of your efforts. And I guarantee you, as you're listening to this, there are things that you do that already for. If you have kids, chances are you've done some stuff that you don't want to do, right? And maybe it's in a relationship, you've done things that you don't want to do. Sometimes it's easier showing up for others than it is to show up for yourself. But discipline is all about showing up for yourself. The more you can show up for yourself, the more you can actually help others. And that's been a big lesson for me to figure out as we've come through. It's always been so much easier for me to show up for others. I've done business planning, and I've done manual labor, and I've done all these other things for other people that when it came time to do it for myself, all of a sudden, excuses started coming out. Have you ever felt that way? Or has that ever happened to you where it's like, man, like you get done like working your ass off for somebody else, and all of a sudden you sit back and you think, like, why couldn't I do that for myself? Like, that's a really big epiphany that came through to me, is like, man, I need to show up for myself. And the more that I show up for myself, the more things actually happened. And the cool thing with this is it happens gradually. Maybe it's not cool. Some of you might want it right away, which brings me into the third one, which is delayed gratification. The winning actually happens before the world sees it. It means staying focused when nobody's actually watching. Having that delayed gratification and patience is a huge, huge uncommon edge. There was a study I remember seeing in one of my courses where they talked about the marshmallow test that happened. It was a psychological experiment that happened at one of the Ivy League colleges, and they put these marshmallows out for kids. And they found that the kids that actually ate the marshmallows immediately, that couldn't hold off for the delayed gratification, ended up not being as successful as the ones that were willing to wait, because the kids were put in the room, and I think the experiment was something along the lines of, hey, don't eat that marshmallow and you'll get something bigger. And they leave them in the room for like 10 minutes or whatever. And some of the kids ate the marshmallow because they couldn't wait, and other kids waited. And the ones that were able to wait naturally went on to do like some really, really big things. And that's the power of delayed gratification and what we talked about with like the discipline over emotion. When you can control your emotions, you can control the delayed gratification. That's that whole willpower thing. And I've heard this thousands of times, and you've probably heard it too. Most people underestimate what they can do in 10 years, but they overestimate what they can do in a year. You know, and I'm guilty of that as well. So as you're going through this whole delayed gratification thing and holding out for the thing that you really want, putting in the effort and the time for the things you really want, I want you to also start thinking about the things that you do for yourself, the things you do for others that you're not currently showing up and doing for yourself. And if you would just show up and do those things for yourself for a long enough period of time, understand there's no way you can't win. Like, you can't not win, I should say. There's no way you can't not win. Because putting in those actions, it's like, as long as you're clear on where you want to go and the why behind it, and you walk in that general direction, eventually you're going to get there. The next is actually self-trust. Understanding that you can trust yourself on the thing that you actually want and that you can achieve it. If you don't trust yourself, you'll need to get validation from someone else. And as long as you're waiting on the validation of someone else, you're going to be waiting a long, long time. That's a trap that I've fallen into many a times over the years, where, you know, you're constantly seeking validation for somebody else because you want the approval. Like, hey, yeah, you're doing a good job. Everybody wants that. Of course, everybody wants that. But if that is a prerequisite for your success, you're in trouble. Because, see, human nature, everyone's inherently greedy or selfish in that light. They're in it for themselves. And that's a harsh statement to say, I know. And what I want you to understand is when I say that, most people want you to succeed, but they don't want you to succeed better than them. Which is hard. And you might be saying, no, DJ, I love to see people succeed. I do too. I do 100%. But there are things that happen in life in general that will make you realize that people are inherently selfish and it's okay. You know, I get crap often because I was really deep in 10X community and I still am. And I'm not knocking that whole thing. But they're like, oh, well, Grant's this, that, or the other. And there's like hate and negativity and stuff like that towards him. I learned a lot from Grant. I really did. I can't knock him. Do I agree with everything that he does? No, I don't. But if you're playing with something, like let's say it's a snake, right? And you're playing with a snake and you get bit by the snake. You can't be mad at the snake. You knew it was a snake going in, right? Like that's the bottom line. And that goes for any of these people that you do work with. There's a lot that can be learned from every aspect. When you're studying like Gandhi, you should be studying Hitler on the other side. And you're like, oh, DJ, what the heck are you bringing that guy in for? Well, because there's things that can be learned. He had an entire movement, right? So does Gandhi. And there's look for similarities and see, the more money that you make and the more success that you have, the more it amplifies who it is that you are. So you can learn from the negatives out there just as much as you can learn from the positives out there. So you can know, hey, I don't want to do that. You know? And the more you can actually just trust yourself in the entire like line of everything, I think the better off that you are. See, you can study from all kinds of things. Like, I never understood why religion gets to be such a sensitive subject. I just had the pleasure the other day of having a talk with a rabbi, and we were talking about the differences in Christianity versus the Jewish faith. And it was actually a really, really insightful conversation. And we need to be able to have more conversations and bring each other together on differences of opinion. We found more similarities than we found things that were crazily different. And it was a really heartwarming conversation. See, if you just trust yourself to have honest conversations with yourself and others, you will realize that there's way more good out there and way more abundance out there than the opposite. Which leads me to the fifth one. Vision and identity. If you're not just showing up to play the game, you're becoming the player. See, the biggest thing about that conversation of number four, self-trust, is you have to be able to trust yourself to cast a super hard vision of what you want and the identity that you have that's going to get those things that you want, because that's what attracts people to be here. I'm still working on number five, if I'm being completely honest, as I'm trying to get into my own rhythm and feelings here in this podcast and getting my voice right. At this point, I haven't even started promoting this podcast just yet, which a lot of people are like, why aren't you? Well, those that are going to find it naturally, awesome. And that you're listening to this right now, thank you so much for coming along the journey. And you're going to hear me evolve as this goes on, as my vision and identity gets clearer and clearer. You need to show up to play the game. Sometimes create your own rules of that game and identify what that game actually is and what success looks like for you. So when you go through all these, the mental state management, the discipline over emotion, delayed gratification, self-trust, and vision and identity, these five things that are going to really amplify everything that you do. Each one of these is a game that needs to be won. And there's rules. And sometimes those rules are meant to be broken. And it is up to you to identify those rules and work through them to get what it is that you want. See, where most people lose is you can train, you can study, you can build, and you'll still lose if you don't get this right. Most people don't lose due to lack of strategy. Like I said, that's only 20% of the game. They lose due to FOPO. And we've talked about this before. This is my buddy Josh Latimer's acronym for fear, overthinking, procrastination, and overwhelm. As I talked about those five games, what fears started happening because you were overthinking? What things have you been putting off because you felt overwhelmed? These are all things that you need to really hone in on and understand as we go through all these different games that you have to win in order to succeed in life. And the best part is, you know, especially when it comes to all this mental stuff, people talk about manifestation and all that stuff. And it's great. I've read books on it. I've done it. But all manifestation is at its core, in my opinion, is you just convincing yourself to go take the actions necessary to do the thing. It's amazing because once you start doing the thing, the law of abundance ends up happening where all of a sudden you start getting the things that you want. I've personally found that every time I've chased money, it runs away from me. But anytime I just do what I feel is right, not necessarily what I want to do, but what I feel is right in the moment to make things good and do right by people, money is always running towards me. That's just been my experience. And I've shared that thought with others that have been much more successful than I am, and they've all agreed with me. So, I mean, think about how you've allowed FOPO to hurt you and what ways maybe you're chasing the wrong thing where the things that you're wanting is eluding you rather than running towards you, because maybe instead of chasing the thing, you need to attract the thing. And that's what that whole abundance thing is. It's attracting all the things by taking the actions and putting out the vibrational frequency and having the right mental attitude. That's what all that behind the scenes field preparation work is. And the moments where you like think about this, like the moments that like you maybe have lost the game in your head before you even stepped on the field. I know I've had that where I may have had some like negative self-talk and maybe that FOPO is creeping up and all of a sudden I'm stepping into the game and my head's not right. My head wasn't right in the thing. There was one growth con that I went to, and I had a bad experience happen, and I allowed that to consume me, and I just kept talking about it. Anybody that was talking about, I talked about it, and I left the conference, and I felt like really bad about myself because I just kept oozing a vibration that just didn't sit right with me. And the second I allowed that to shed off my back, things started coming back into my life. And those are all like super, super important things to understand, how like small, like seemingly insignificant mindset shifts will actually help you keep showing up and keep focusing on what's going right than what's going wrong. And this is a fun little exercise I'll do with you really quick. If you're driving, this will be really cool. If not, just look around the room that you're in right now. But I want you to look around the room right now and just look at everything that is red in the room. Think about it. Red, red, red. Maybe it's car. Maybe it's a book. Maybe it's you know, a pen, whatever it is. Look around, red, 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 red. Look around everything around you right now. It's red, red, red. Look for everything that's red that's around you. I want you to count as many things as you can. See how many you can find. Red, 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 red. Now close your eyes. If you're driving, keep your eyes open. But if you're able to, close your eyes and tell me how many things are blue. Oh, caught you there. You weren't expecting that. And if you were expecting that, you've done that exercise before. You knew it was coming, but you didn't know what color I was going to say. So you were trying to anticipate it. This is the thing. You pay attention to all the things that you are looking for. Now, I want you to open your eyes and start looking for all the blue things. How many more blue things did you just realize are in the room with you that you didn't see before because you weren't looking for them? So see, the more you concentrate on the negative things, the more negative things will be apparent to you. That's what that game is all about. That's how you win the game before getting on the field, is by recognizing those patterns of positivity and then actually going ahead and double down on the work that is necessary to attract more positive to you. So I want to wrap this up here with you guys. You know, I always have some type of action item for you because I want to bring the most value to you. I want you to ask yourself, where in your life or your business are you trying to win in public without putting in the reps in private? What work are you maybe avoiding that you know you should probably be doing? And if you just did it, you'll show up so much better on the field when it's game time. And then here are the three actions I want you to win with the unseen game this week. One, I want you to do some daily work. 15 minutes minimum of journaling, reading, or some type of mental prep. If you do that for the entire year, that's going to equate to a lot of extra time that is going to allow you to go towards mastery. Let's do some quick math here, right? 15 minutes a day times 365 days a year, that's 5,475 minutes, which is 91.25 hours. Did you know that mastery comes from like 100 hours? They say that you master something when you've done 100 hours. So by doing about 15 minutes a day, you are going to end up getting close to mastery on that subject if you're consistently putting in the behind-the-scenes work so you can show up the best that you can out in the field. Number two, I want you to actually do some quiet commitment. Pick one thing that you're going to do daily for the next 30 days. And shh, don't tell a soul. Nobody else needs to know about it. You do it for you because you are what matters. And if you're not willing to show up for yourself and you keep showing up for others, you're going to end up regretting it. It could be just silence. It could be going to the gym. It could be reading that book. Whatever it is that's important to you, it could be spending time with your kids. It could be, you know, writing that paper that you needed to write or whatever it might be, maybe doing some yard work. It doesn't matter what it is, as long as it's important to you. But only share it with you. And let the results speak for themselves. And then three, create an inner scorecard. Create your own metrics for success and track your discipline. Not the likes on social media, but like you actually showing up. Put the number in the box. How many things did you do? Or yes or no, or check the box. Whatever it is on these things. Did I do my 15 minutes? Did I do the one thing daily? Create a scorecard, because see, in the game, in any game, there's a giant scoreboard up on the wall. And the only way to win is to put numbers up on the wall. So the best part is with this whole thing is the person that you're playing against, the other team, is you. It's that inner battle. So when it comes down to all this stuff, what things are you putting up on that scorecard? Track your discipline, right? So if this episode made you think, send it to someone who is in the trenches with you or might be struggling with this type of thing and maybe wants to win on the field. Send it to them. And if you know someone who has an uncommon edge that the world needs to hear, go to uncommonedgepodcast.com, scroll to the bottom and nominate the person that you're thinking of to be on the show. I'll see you next week. Until then, stand out and stay sharp.